We're continuing the challenges of current events, challenges we have in our lives, and we are going hand in hand with David HaMelech, continue through the Oz Beis. The Oz Beis, as we pointed out, is a deeper appreciation and understanding of all the gifts that Hashem gave us. And if you go through the Psukim, they come out all start with things that David HaMelech himself did, and then his request for Seyad Shemayo, or request to be protected, whatever it is. So the one that seems to be different than the other ones is this pasuk. Baruch atah Hashem lamdeinu chukecha. Sounds like a bracha. Blessed are you, Hashem, lamdeinu chukecha. Teach me your chukim. He's not saying the way I relate it to you, Hashem. He's just saying, Baruch atah Hashem. But the truth is that Ben Ezra, Radak, and many of the Mefarshim say that the real pshat in this pasuk is the same thing. It's not just saying a blessing. Some people, their whole lives are saying brachas without paying attention to what they're saying. He's saying, Baruch atah Hashem, because I'm constantly being moideh and thanking you, Hashem, that's, and that's chus, I'm asking from Hashem, lamdeinu chukecha. Teach me all your chukim. Teach me all the halachas, even the ones that we don't understand, but I should have clarity in those halachas also. Even if I don't understand the reason behind them, but at least have a clarity in the way all the chukim of the Torah were set up and how to do them properly. So this is Betzim, a beautiful statement of David HaMelech. And he's telling us that the thing that gives us a tremendous zchus is oida, the fact that I'm thanking Hashem. And when we say Baruch HaTo Hashem, Betzim, if we pay attention to what we're saying, but really that's what we're saying. I recognize that you are the source of all goodness. That is the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had many psukim and tilim in the past. The hoidah is a form of tefillah. When we thank Hashem, that gives us a schus to be saved from our enemies. We saw that early in Kapitel Yutches and many, many places throughout the tilim, this message. We know that in Shemot Esrei, there's opinion that you have to kavanah in the first bracha, and if you don't have kavanah in the first bracha, you're not yoytze. And there are opinions that say by moedim, you have to have kavanah, and if you don't have kavanah, you're not yoytze. Those are the two most crucial brachas of all Shemot Esrei, even though Shemot Esrei is requests. That's what Chazal are teaching us. If you have the recognition that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you appreciate the greatness of Hashem, the appreciation that Hashem made us His special nation, and He gave us these tremendous tools of the Torah Kedoshah to recognize His greatness and have a sheiches to His greatness and grow with Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will give us the koyach, siyat l'shamayah, lamdeinu chukecha. So whenever we make a bracha, think of that we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this thing, we're appreciating it. Bifrat, Birz HaTorah, we need so much siyat l'shamayah for ourselves to grow in Torah, for our children to grow in Torah. And this brings the siyat l'shamayah. Pay attention when we make the bracha. Be thankful to Hashem that we have the schus of learning Torah. Our children have the schus of learning Torah. Unfortunately, too often nowadays, people take it for granted, and they don't even take advantage of it. Some people have a feeling that maybe my children shouldn't learn too much, they should learn less. Everything the child is learning in good spirits, and he gets the chizik from us and appreciation from us, that gives him that extra courage to go the next step further. And that brings bracha. Talmud Torah is something that brings us only goodness, only siyat shemayah, only nachas in this world. We should always zoicha every day when we get up in the morning, say those birchas haTorah. We're not just saying a bracha, we're not just rattling off some words, some ceremony, but we're deeply expressing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I appreciate the special gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He gave us the Torah. Melamed Torah Lam Yisrael, He teaches us the Torah. He chose us from all the nations. Only us receive the Torah. When we appreciate and mitzvah Hashem, bring siyat l'shamayah for us, our families, those around us, to have more of a shaychus to Torah. And the Torah is the thing that's going to save Klal Yisrael. The Torah is the thing that's going to bring the Gula. We should be zeichah to see the Gula b'mehayr b'meinu.